Inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat.
Inside part of what?
A cherry.
And a seed.
Okay. What about in a peach?
Same thing.
Okay. And the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of?
Clean stone.
Okay. What about the other kind?
Clear stone.
Okay. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called snits?
What?
Snits.
Snits.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. What kinds of nuts do you have around here?
Well, principally pecans and walnuts. Walnuts are not as plentiful as the pecans, but they're mostly pecans.
Mm-hmm. You know, on the walnut, that's got two coverings on it?
Yes, it does have. You take that first covering off, you let them dry,
mm-hmm.
and then you take that first covering off.
What do you call that first covering?
I don't know, unless it would be, I don't know what that first covering is called.
What about the second one? The hard one?
Well, that's a shell.
Okay. And the kinds of nuts that grow in the ground?
Peanuts.
Any other name for them?
Yes, there is another name, but I don't know whether I can remember it now or not. It's goobers.
Okay. What about something that, a kind of fruit that grows in Florida?
Let me see that.
Well, very similar to this.
Mandarins?
Or?
They're similar to that. Grapefruit?
Or just
oranges?
Okay. Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are?
They're gone.
Okay. And what sort of things do you grow in a garden?
Like vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mustards, turnips.
You'd cook those and make turnip?
Yes, you get those from the garden and you clean them.
Mm-hmm.
And pick them to be sure there are no bugs, you know, clinging to them. And then you wash them.
What do you call them when you cook them? You call them?
Well, whatever they are, mustards or turnips,
mm-hmm.
cabbage or spinach.
Uh-huh. You cook them and make a mess of what?
Greens,
uh-huh.
vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What else besides the turnips and spinach?
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're quite a variety of vegetables. And corn.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
I don't know the various types of corn, but I just say they're edible.
Mm-hmm.
Corn is the corn that's edible. Corn on the cob, or you cut it off the cob and cook it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of mutton corn or roasted ears?
I've heard of roasting ears, yes, I've heard of that.
What is that?
That's just the corn, ordinary corn that you get out of the garden.
Mm-hmm. What about the outside of the ear of corn? That's the, what you take off?
The shuck.
Okay, and the stringy stuff?
Silk.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
What is that? Tassel end.
Okay.